My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sports book on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Sports Radio 610 presents In the Loop.
Always good to get some classic Bowie.
Go.
I was a big Bowie fan.
Legend.
Big Bowie fan.
Legend.
And it was one of those things where, like, you learn backwards. So the first real introduction I had to David Bowie was Let's Dance.
Oh, well, that was with Stevie Ray Vaughan on the guitar.
And then China Girl, right? Those were the first ones. 83.
Yeah.
But I was 9 years old.
Yeah.
And that's kind of my first introduction to David Bowie. And then I started going back through the catalog.
Mm-hmm.
And you learn all these, like, oh, wow. Like you see the progression of his career. You're like, holy cow.
Yeah.
I kind of had that same progression with Aerosmith when Permanent Vacation first came out.
And they started in the 70s.
Yeah. And, like, you hear Love in an Elevator, and it's like, all right, this whole album was awesome.
Yeah.
Let me go back through the catalog.
Let's hear what else they got.
And you start finding all these different things. Like, Mama Kim was always a favorite song of mine, but I didn't hear it until after I had gotten reintroduced to them when they make their comeback because, what was it, Rocks didn't sell.
Yeah.
So they had to find, they came out with a totally new sound, right? They went kind of like, well, back to like the bluesy style. But they had a whole new sound, and you go back and listen. ZZ Top was another band. I got introduced to ZZ Top through Eliminator. Right? With Sharp Dress Man and Legs. And then it's like, oh, let me go back through the catalog.
Yeah.
And all the different things. And man, you had to go through like Columbia House and peel through stuff. You know, how many things am I getting for a penny this week?
Yeah.
But there was a piece by Bill Barnwell talking about NFL expansion.
Mm-hmm.
And I think ultimately it's going to expand because everything expands in sports. And he pulled 100 cities, which is 90 too many, 100 cities of where he thinks the NFL could expand to. There were a handful of cities on there that, to me, they're like legitimate opportunities for expansion. San Antonio, over Jerry's dead body, but soon enough. Oklahoma City, probably same. St. Louis deserves a team. Salt Lake, Portland, Oregon, San Diego, in Orlando.
Yeah.
Like, I think those are all viable NFL cities where if they had a team, they could absolutely support the team. There's a good fan base there. Definitely put a dome in Orlando. But I do think that those are viable cities.
Mm-hmm.
But I kind of look at it a different way. I don't just want to talk about expansion as, well, this city, they could support a team. This would be, I want to look at it from the point of view of, hey, you know, we're the flagship home of the Houston Texans.
Yeah.
What cities do you want to go to? Like, where could they put a team like, I'm taking that road trip?
Yeah.
If you could expand to 4 cities that were not just, hey, they could handle a football team, but man, I really want to go there. You're not just limited to the United States. Where would you want to put an NFL franchise that you'd really want to see get a franchise, maybe because you want to go to a game there.
I like the way you formed this question, because not where I think they'll go, not what probably deserves it, but where would I
want to
go?
Where you want to go?
Well,
so Dubai?
No.
Hot there, Fig.
I think this one checks all the boxes, and people will argue this all day long, but I think it checks the box of the NFL wants to go there. I think it checks the box of it would be successful. I think it checks the box of I would want to go there, and I wouldn't mind seeing a team there. The other ones I'm going to give you are don't check every single box. But come on, London. I mean, it's going to happen, and it's cool. I don't care. People don't like the travel. What about the travel for the players and all? We know how these guys travel. We know how the NFL schedule makers take care of these.
They're not flying coach Southwest.
They're not flying coach. They always work the schedule in such a way that, and if you want to throw them into a division on the East Coast, it's 6 or 7 hours, dude. It's harder to get to Seattle from New York than London. I mean, I might have that off by an hour.
I'd rather play in London than Seattle.
Yeah. Like, it's not that difficult. It's cool. It's going to happen. And it's a great city that's going to totally embrace it. Now, the problem with that is, the one problem, you're probably going to have to put two teams in Europe to really make it like a division, you know, in that upper quadrant of the United States and England. So I just think I think it checks all the boxes, and people will turn up their nose. We're ugly Americans. It's our sport, you know. But let's just face it, it's badass, and I think they're ready. I mean, you can go to watch them. They're gonna have 4 games this year in London.
Yeah, it's wild.
Yeah.
So if you were gonna put a second team in Europe, is it like Barcelona? Is it
Frankfurt?
The Rhine Fire?
Yeah.
You know, are you? Are they going? Are they going to France? Are they going to Germany? Mm-hmm. Are they going to Spain? Are they going to Austria? Like, what country would you put it in?
Yeah.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking Spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in-store or at MyBob's.com to play now.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, 3-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
Figgy, do you have any on these? Because I got two more that are going to kind of maybe blow your mind.
Like more realistic ones?
Yeah,
like
where you would want.
Where would you want to put? See, when you made the joke about Dubai, I'm like,
yeah.
That better be an indoor stadium, by the way. But
it would look badass, though, because that's a beautiful city.
Yeah.
Just imagine a stadium downtown Dubai.
But that is much more difficult to get in and out.
Impossible.
Yeah.
But the first thing I thought about, so CJ Stroud been on this little tour.
Asia?
Somewhere, I'm thinking Tokyo.
Yeah. Now that's really tough, too.
Yeah, that would be tough, too.
That would have to be, all right, you're on the bye week, then you're playing on Thursday, then you're playing on Monday night.
You need about 2 weeks off for that one.
Yeah.
Those would be put.
Do you have any off the top of your head?
So, number one city for me, Toronto.
That would be
good.
Toronto was an awesome city.
I forgot about Canada.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that one.
It is. That city has the cleanest subway I've ever seen in my life.
Mm-hmm.
I've never been on a train that was spotless.
Mm-hmm.
And they've got so much there. You've got film festivals there. You got the Hockey Hall of Fame there. But Toronto itself is just a badass city.
Yeah.
And it's about the same size as Chicago.
Mm-hmm.
So you're talking about, it's a big enough city to have a real fan base. It's an awesome city. Our dollar is worth more there. And yeah, you just check off all the boxes.
Yeah, I hadn't thought of that.
NFL even thought about that?
I'm sure they have.
I haven't heard like the NFL considered.
I haven't heard a lot, but I'm sure they have.
I think the probably the difference in the currency is probably the hardest thing to make it work for them, because look, the NFL is licensed to print money.
No.
But you also got to spend a lot of it. And I think you almost need
a little more expensive.
In that ownership group, you need somebody who is an American in with a Canadian ownership group. I think it needs to be kind of both, because of look, there is a difference.
Yeah.
And the Canadian economy isn't necessarily as good as ours all the time.
Yeah.
You've got to be able to keep that franchise up. Second one that I want, same issue, other direction. Mexico City.
That's been talked about a lot.
I really want a team in Mexico
City.
They
would go nuts.
I want to go to Mexico.
Have you ever been to an NFL game in Mexico City?
I have not.
I've been to a couple.
Have seen the, like,
it's
watch it.
Wild.
That's why I want to go.
It's wild.
You want to talk about an intense fan base.
Yeah.
Everything that we see, whether it's football, whether it's baseball, every time we see games played in Mexico City, we know what the soccer games look like there. Those fans are rabid. Yeah. I love it. I want to go to Mexico City.
Yeah, no, I think that's one. All right, here's the one that's going to maybe you'll turn your nose up at, but let me explain it. Houston. Let me explain. Third largest city in the country now. New York's got two.
Oh, New Jersey does.
Well, yeah. LA's got two.
And they don't follow one of them.
Or has had two. Do you realize how badass that would be?
That actually...
Do you realize...
Yeah, try to explain that to Hanneman there.
No, no. Oh, I'm not saying I'm keeping everybody happy.
But
I'm not saying...
From that's a it. Fan I'm switching point to music. Of view...
Dude.
That you've got two teams.
Yes.
I'm not going to lie. I grew up like that.
Yeah.
It would be badass.
It's what is it? The fifth or sixth largest TV market now? Radio market's off the chart. We're pushing 8 million people in the metro area now. I mean, dude,
you know,
rivalry.
That would mean we're going 24/7
television,
7 days a week. Sports
it'd be
radio
a lot of people.
Houston.
It'd be a lot of people hopping off of bandwagons.
The
man.
Rivalry in Houston, you would pick sides. Like there's people that would be like, you know, I never really was in on the Texans, but boy, I like the whatever.
I like them now.
Yeah,
Screw this other team.
Yeah, this other team.
Yeah, the new NFL version of like the Houston Arrows that are in the NFC.
Yes. Like people saying Oklahoma City, the hell out of here with that.
Dust bowl.
Another team in Houston would just like trounce that squad in every category in terms of Metroplex, fan base, television, radio, San Antonio. I mean, I've got roots in San Antonio. I'd love to see them have a team. Houston would kick their ass. Like Portland? Somebody said Portland?
Yeah, Portland, Oregon.
I mean, what didn't he say that, Barnwell?
Yeah, Barnwell said Oregon.
Portland?
I think that would be fine because, they do have a rabid fan base as far as like the
No, I get it, but I'm saying the market here would be insanely better.
It's one of the things, and the correlation to this is the NHL.
Yeah.
Right, when we talk about NHL expansion, Houston is right at the very top.
Chicago
of the
list has two baseball teams.
For expansion.
Houston's bigger.
The one, you know, New York is the only market in the NHL that has multiple teams.
Yeah.
You've got three.
Yeah.
The Islanders, the Rangers, and the Devils, they play in Newark. It's literally across the river from Manhattan. Toronto is the one city in Canada that could hold two NHL teams because they're that big and they're that rabid.
Mm-hmm.
It's Canadian hockey fans are just, they are... At a minimum, American football fans, and maybe worse, because there's nothing to do up there. It's cold. You drink, you fight, and you make babies. That's all there is to do.
Yeah.
But like the idea of Houston being the next team, the next city. New York's got multiple teams. Chicago's got two baseball teams. LA's got two baseball teams and two football teams. Once upon a time, Boston had two baseball teams. You know what? I mean, if you think about it, Baltimore and the Orioles and the Nationals, they're not that far apart. It's basically the same DMA, right? But yeah, Houston.
Let me text
John. That is awesome. That is a great pull.
Come on, man. I mean, we're better and bigger. And it's Texas. It's football country.
I would have thought like San Antonio, right? Because I would love
to see them have a team.
They are begging.
But it's better here.
Maybe I'm being biased because I'm like, I only want the Houston Texans to be the only football team in Houston.
I get it.
So I'm probably a little biased.
Well, listen, if they're in the other conference, it's not.
Oh, for sure. It would have to be an NFC team.
You only play in one every 4 years.
Yeah.
You could kind of, there are plenty of people. If you think about how many people come here from somewhere else, they root for both teams. I don't care.
Yeah.
Fans, the teams like, we'll take your money. We'll take your money too. No problem. Root for us all.
But see, I like the Texans being the toast of the town, though.
They would be like the Giants in New York.
Texans
would be the Giants.
I get that, but you still got
to
share.
But the Jets have a rabid, enormous, faithful following. I mean that's true. You know, like I think it would be the Texters.
Texters say make them play in the Astrodome.
No. Imagine this, Figgy. Amy Adams Strunk says, "You know what? We want to move our franchise back to Houston." Dude,
and she changed it back to the Oilers.
Oh my God. That's a lot of people drive from Nashville to come to that game.
When if she did move back here and change it back to the Houston Oilers?
Oh my
would
God,
that would be so damn confusing.
Would you go to those games owned by Amy Adams Strunk specifically to hold up signs that say "Sell the team"?
I think the reality is expansion team in Houston. That would be awesome. Like, it would be
because
awesome.
I do feel like if 70,000 people chanting "sell the team" for four quarters, that would be so awesome to stick it to that bitch, Amy Adams Strunk. All right. We are at that time. It's lunchtime, and lunchtime on In the Loop means confessions.
Yes, it does.
And they're next.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly!
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly Auto Parts.